We got Mr. Matthews. He's one of our favorites. Catch Him Hardball, MSNBC. Weeknights at 7. Lots to say. The Mueller Report. Great to have him back here on Long Island on LA News Radio. Christopher, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Jay. Here I am after a long day.
Well, I tell you, you ain't kidding. You know, I'm still trying to decipher all the events of yesterday. You know, Chris, I said yesterday, everything's a pregame now. You got a pregame show. Anything in life now, you get a pregame show. Before the Mueller Report, you got the Barr pregame going on. Talk to me about the William Barr press conference at 9:30 a.m. before Congress got their hands on this report. You know, everything is a buildup these days, you know?
Yeah, you know, like, you know how they make a movie and it doesn't work out? They don't think it's going to test right, so they change the preview. So they turn it into a love story. I thought it was a war movie. No, this is a love story. They said a good-looking woman is in, like, one scene. Yeah, I mean, I think that Mueller did, Barr did a great job of previewing it his way. And he first of all, 4 weeks ago, he didn't tell us that he didn't like Mueller because Mueller went after him on obstruction heavily. So he said there was no problem. We sort of agree there, and I'll just make the judgment. And yesterday he says, oh, we had a big disagreement. That's his big lead. So he didn't like the way Mueller did it. And all of a sudden, we got a totally different story. You know, we would have had a different story for the last 4 weeks. The headline would have been, you know, Barr doesn't like what Mueller did. He went after his boss, but instead he gave the guy a tremendously soft landing yesterday. So Trump headed off to Mar-a-Lago last night.
Pretty much. And a nice little tweet, little Game of Thrones action in there. As far as the correlation, I mean, overall, Chris, you know, we look at the findings here. I mean, listen, links and contacts between people with ties we know to the Russian government, people associated with the campaign, but the evidence really doesn't support criminal charges for conspiring, coordinating with Russia's election interference. I mean, what do you think of that whole aspect?
Well, we were told by lawyers, and maybe they were left-leaning lawyers, I don't know, but the lawyers all told us it was a Russian conspiracy. There were a lot of indictments and of Russians for engaging and screwing with our elections. That's all on the record. Nobody really challenges that, nobody but Trump and Barr. But it's pretty much factual that the Russians did all that stuff. And we were told that if you helped them do that, if you carried forward their messages, whether it was the hackings for the Democrats or anything else, or you helped encourage them to do that, that you were a co-conspirator, that you were a conspiring person, a criminal. Now it comes out that they said it wasn't exactly coordination. I don't know what you call when you call up and say, I want all the dirt on Hillary, give me all the emails. 5 hours later, the Russians come through with the emails. You get this stuff through WikiLeaks, you pour it out there as part of your campaign. I call that playing ball. Now, maybe playing ball isn't a crime, but it looked to me like it was criminal to me and a lot of the lawyers I talked to, but, you know, Mueller said no. It wasn't coordination, but he does think he wants Congress. It seems to me he wants Congress to act on the obstruction piece because he's got more evidence there.
You know, the detailing incidents, Trump trying to derail the probe, the whole thing, really couldn't conclusively, I guess, key word there, Chris, determine if Trump actually committed any type of obstruction of justice, and all while saying he couldn't exonerate him either, though, Chris.
Well, that's the weird thing because you know this is where it gets murky. He said he went by Justice Department guidelines. You can't indict a president. Then he said it wouldn't be fair to accuse him if you're not going to indict him because he wouldn't have a courtroom to defend himself in. And then, you know, he didn't want to get in the way of Congress because it's their job to do it. So three times he gave us reasons why he didn't indict. You can't indict, you can't accuse, it wouldn't be fair. You have to leave this to Congress. But then he said, I'm not going to exonerate. You know, he left it open. You know, I don't think Mueller did a very clear job of saying what he wanted anybody else to do. He was so, prissy about it. This is my job. Now, I'm not going to talk anymore. You know, that's the way he did it. I think he didn't want to commit the thing that Comey was accused of doing against Hillary, which is saying, okay, I'm not going to indict her, but she's no damn good. You know what I mean? He didn't want to do that.
Chris Matthews, Hardball, 7 o'clock, Monday to Friday, MSNBC. So Chris, now the dog and pony show, for me at least, starts. I mean, get ready. How would you feel now? You got House Democrats potentially beginning an impeachment investigation on this whole obstruction issue. I mean, politically, do you think it would hurt Dems to pursue this?
Yeah, but tough. That's their job. I mean, the AOCs, the people on the left of the party, are going to raise hell. The Presleys, the people all around the country are going to, the left is going to say, Maxine Waters, you can hear, they're all going to say impeach. Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer are going to say, no, it's not good politics. So what's the, you know, what's Jerry Nadler going to do from the West Side? What's he going to do? I mean, Jerry Nadler's chairing the committee. If he drops this thing, if he drops the hot potato and doesn't do anything, how's he going to look? How's he going to look on the West Side of New York, of Manhattan? Come on. How's he going to do over there? So I think this is going to percolate for a couple months. They're going to interview Barr. They're going to try to interview Mueller, and then come June, not too far off, 2 months, they're stuck. They got to act, and I don't know what they're going to do. I think this is a tough one. This is a tough one, Pelosi.
I get it. But if one doesn't think impeachment should happen, they want to move on. I mean, listen, you could bet, at least I think, that Bob Mueller will testify publicly before Congress. I have no question about that. You agree with that?
Yep. He'll be there. But, you know, every time you think these hearings are going to work, you get 15, 20 Democrats each asking their own set of questions. There's no coherence to it. So at the end of the day, you go, what did we learn? You know, I wish you could go back to the days of a tough counsel like Bobby Kennedy, some tough guy that went in there. He's got all the time in the world to grill the witness, and you get the facts. You'd have a strategy, and you'd get a set of answers. But the hearings haven't been that good. Let's be honest; they don't really work. They just make the people look bad on the committee. Usually, that's what usually happens.
Chris, last one. I mean, do you think Barr, now that you look back, should he have recused himself in all of this?
Barr is working for the president. He's a old style attorney general whose job it is to be the president's lawyer. That's not the way modern attorney generals work. I was told that when Janet Reno was working for Bill Clinton, he'd call her up. And she'd say, excuse me, Mr. President, I've got to get a notepad. In other words, this person was going to keep a record, a public record, of her conversation with the president. I mean, that's not the way Bobby Kennedy and Jack Kennedy worked, I can tell you. Bobby didn't have a notebook. He was talking to his brother. So I think times have changed, and we're going back again. I think Barr's much more like the old style where you're working for the president. That's the way it is.
No question. Catch Chris. The show is iconic. We know. Hardball, 7 o'clock evenings, MSNBC. You know, you're still killing it every night.
25 years, Jay. 25. You believe it?
Quarter of a century. Matthews, I tell you, it's unbelievable.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Thank you, sir. Chris Matthews, ladies and gents, thoughts regarding the probe. It will never go away. We know that. It's just starting, really is.